Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, translation. There is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizen. But this injunction is not applicable to me. Purport. Maharaj Yudhishthira thought that although he was not actually involved in the administration of the kingdom, which was being carried on well by Duryodhana without harm to the citizens, he caused the killing of so many living beings only for his personal gain of the kingdom from the hands of Duryodhana. The killing was committed not in the course of administration, but for the sake of self-aggrandizement. And as such, he thought himself responsible for all the sins. Om Ajnana Trimendasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umiltam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Aveta Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nainuragya Praja Bhartuhu Dharma Yute Vadodvisham Iti Menatu Buddhaya Kalpate Shasanam Vachaha. There is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in the maintaining his citizens, but this injunction is not applicable to me. Before I speak anything, I'd like to seek the blessings from all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Pancha kalpa taruvyascha kripa sindhu bevacha patithanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So Yudhishthira Maharaj in the predicament that because Duryodhana was very good at administration, he was doing well, but and yet for his personal gain, he basically involved with the war and he killed so many people. So that's why he feels that there is huge the reaction for his sins. This feeling was felt by Parikshit Maharaj also. When he heard fifth canto, all the different planet system, the last chapter of fifth canto was the Helice planets. Yes. In the Helice planet, there are detailed descriptions. For example, killing a Brahmana, what kind of reaction they have? What kind of suffering will they have? So, for killing a Brahmana, they are burned internally, externally. Internally, their hunger, by hunger and thirst. Externally, the scorching heat of the sun above. And underneath, they are fire, so that you get burned every single minute. So, the beneath is the copper surface for how long? For as many thousands of years as there are hairs on the body of the animal. That much suffering they will. One deviates from the path of Vedas, what kind of suffering will they have? Anyone? They get beaten by whips. So beating is so severe, in order to avoid it, he runs away. So he runs into the palm trees with leaves like sharpened saws, and thus he gets injured all over his body and fainting at every step. This is general, but now we're going to specific. For a king who punishes an innocent man, he gets crushed as one crushes sugar cane to squeeze out the juice. In England, the nobility, they are fond of hunting with dogs. So king, who are fond of hunting, they become target of arrow shooting in their next life. So don't go for hunting. For drinking liquor, what kind of punishment will they get? I'm sure this you know. What is it? What is punishment for drinking liquor? Yes. The Yamadutas, they stand on the chest And then fourthly, they pouring the hot melted iron into their mouth. So, pokuryasta now. So, are you ready for this? I'll go through only one, not too many. Otherwise, it will be too green. So, one who gives a dirty look to the visitors or guests, just giving a dirty look. Never mind all other sins, just giving a dirty look. You know, the vulture will stare at them, and suddenly they will swoop down and to pluck their eyes out. So, after hearing all that, Maharaj Parikshit got worried. Oh my God, what have I done? He put a dead snake on the meditating sadhu, Shamika Rishi. So he immediately said to Sukadeva Goswami, 616, if you like to check. Aduneha Mahabhaga. Oh, Sukadeva Goswami, Mahabhaga. Aduna, right now. Yatena, Naraka Nara. People are going to Naraka Loka. Nanagraha Yatana Neyat. Please, they'll go through Nana, various Ugra Yatana. Various Ugra, heavy suffering they'll go through. So Na Neyat. Please, try to give a solution how to avoid this. Tamme Bhyakhatum Arasi. Please speak about this. Actually, he's saying that every people are going, but actually he himself is worried. So then Sukadeva Goswami answers, 617. Dhruvam sa bhai pretya narakan upaiti. Dhruvam, he's saying. Certainly, they'll go to the hell. There's no doubt. He scares Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj. And pretya, after that, they'll go to the hell. Upaiti. You know the upaiti is a familiar word. Maam upetya tu konteya na pulma charma na vidyate. So once you come to me, we'll never take a birth again. So upeti. So rather than they going to Krishna, they'll go to this Nanaka Loka. Ye kirtita me babatas tigma yatana. As I described, so they'll go through tigma yatana. Not ordinary suffering, tigma. The terrible suffering they'll go through. So, dosha drishtva guru lagavam yatha. So then, what is the solution to this? See, dosha drishtva, having seen your dosha, your fault, and then guru lagavam. Guru means heavy, lagavam means light. So according to your sin, heavy and light, you have to perform prayaschittam. As if Vishak, chikisheta rujam, nidanavit. So Vishak, the expert physician, they treat the patient of disease, rujam, according to severity of the disease. So you have to go through this prayaschittam, atonement. But interestingly enough, Parikshit Maharaj doesn't agree with that. Guru gives solution, but he denies that solution. You know why? Anyone? Yes.
Is it testing?
Kind of testing, yes. Parikshit Maharaj, yes. Good answer. He said, prayaschittam atho apartam. Old prayaschittam is useless. Apa artam. Artha is useful at the goal. Apa artam is no use at all. Radha, aparadha. What you take away from radha is aparadha. So apartam, there is no purpose, there is no good to it. Our prasistam. Why? Manya, I think, all prasistam like kunjara sojavat. Kunjara means elephant, and the sojavat, elephant bathing. So whatever prajita we go through is like elephant bathing. So I need a better answer. So Sukadeva Goswami knows that, oh, Parikshit is awake. So he's ready to hear. So let me give a right answer. So he's saying that, kalmana kalma niharo nehyat atyantika ishate. So, by the karma, you can't get rid of reaction of karma. Avidya adhikaritvat. Why? Because avidya, the ignorance because of which you perform the sin, still remains. And adhikaratvat, your fundamental nature will not change by atonement. And then he gave a new definition of atonement. What is the new definition? Prachittam vimarsanam. What is the vimarsanam? Vimarsanam, Prabhupada translates it as enlightenment in perfect knowledge, Vedanta, by which one understands the supreme, the absolute truth. So vimarsanam means perfect knowledge. By knowledge, you will get rid of all your sin. How does it so? Another meaning is that vimarsana means complete absorption in the thought of Krishna. But interesting, you know, Yudhisthira Maharaj is saying very interesting. Yata pankena pankamba. So you can't clean the muddy water by panka, by another mud. And the suraya va surakritam. The pot which is stained by liquor, you can't clean that pot by another liquor. So this is a very deep subject. That fundamentally, in order to purify your sin, actually you have to purify your propensity, which only can be possible by absorption in the thought of Krishna. So, according to this verse, we commit a sin. Why? Cause of all sin is the fruitive mentality. If I do this, I'll get this one. If I need that, I do this one. In the same way, if I do this, I'll get rid of all the sin. This fruitive mentality is the cause of our sin. So we have to remove or cure this fruitive mentality. This is the point. So this is was mentioned earlier, it mentioned it in sixth canto. So now we're talking about Yudhisthira Maharaj. Last week we heard from Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj in the class. So Yudhisthira Maharaj, before he goes to Bhishma Dev, basically he went to Vyasadeva first, and then he had a deep discussion with Vyasadeva. He wasn't satisfied. What was spoken, what was discussed, Maharaj mentioned very detailed. And then again, the Krishna, he spoke entire, Bhagavata also. But it didn't work. Apparently, Yudhisthira Maharaj fell asleep. So, in Mahabharata, in Shantiparva, that detailed description of how Yudhisthira Maharaj was depressed. And then actually, he had discussion not only Vyasadeva and Krishna, but also he had a discussion with Arjuna, Bhimasena, Nakula, Sahadev, Draupadi also. The very detailed description that how they advised Yudhisthira and Yudhisthira couldn't listen to anybody. So I'd like to introduce a little bit of discussion between Yudhisthira Maharaj and Arjuna and Bhimasena and Nakula and Sahadev and Draupadi. It's a very, very interesting topic. It's a lengthy discussion, lengthy discussion in Shantiparva. The longest chapter in Mahabharata is Shantiparva. So Yudhisthira Maharaj says, very interesting. By this war, our anger, wrath, has been satisfied. It calmed down. But grief is killing me. So I need to go through atonement. So he present 7 types of atonement. So first of all, by punya, by auspicious act. And then secondly, publishing it widely. So it's a very interesting thing for us to learn. When you do anything wrong, you have to say to others that what you have done wrong. So for example, by mistake you broke Ekadasi. Oh, you have to say, I broke Ekadasi. And also, for example, if you stole something, you have to say, I stole something. This is the beginning of your atonement. And then, not only that, third, repentance. You have to regret. Everybody is stealing, so why not me? So don't, rather than justifying, you have, oh, I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't have done it. And then, number four, by giving charity. The charity is one of form of atonement. And then, number five, by penance. Any form of penance. Maybe you're fasting, if you broke Ekadasi accidentally. And number six, sojourn to Tirthas after renunciation, renouncing everything. So basically, you renounce everything, go to the Holy Dham, and then stay in the Holy Dham. This is one of atonement. And the number seven, by constant meditation on scriptures. Here, goes the same way with what Parikshit Maharaj said, prasittam vimarsanam. But interestingly enough, Yudhishthira Maharaj take a part of not vimarsanam. He wants to take a part of renouncing everything and go to the forest rather than going to holy place. He wants to renounce everything. He wants to go to forest. That's what he have decided. So because of this, he wants ask permission from Arjuna, interestingly. So he's saying that, oh, Dharanjaya, I will go to forest with your permission, oh, sculpture of a force, disregarding all the pairs of opposite. All the pairs of opposite means heat and cold, good and bad, punya and evil, adopting the vow of taciturnity. Vow of taciturnity means mona brata, right? And then, basically, I renounce everything. I want to go to forest. It seems like in olden days, the solution to all the problem is going to forest. Like Arjuna. He said it right in the beginning. For us, what is our solution for all the problem? Maybe going to court? Anyway, and Arjuna heard this. Then Arjuna says, very interestingly. So, that's why I think we need guidance from when you read all the shastras. If you read without guidance, without helping of the Srimad Bhagavatam, maybe easily you go astray. So, that's why I'm here, I think. Although I'm nervous, I'm giving a talk, because by revealing my ignorance, so I'll be on right track. Yes? So Arjuna says, being renounced, making no provision for tomorrow is a practice that suits riches. It's not good for you. If you go to forest, you become extremely poor. You're saying you renounce everything, but actually you're losing everything, which means you will experience the absolute poverty. So, he's saying, it is seen that a poor man, even when he stands near, is accused for falsely. So something is missing, that rich man and poor man. So rich man has a habit of stealing. The poor man is nice, just a normal person. But people will accuse the poor man. And also, Arjuna gives another logic. It's so interesting to hear this. The man is fallen, and the man is poor. I do not see any difference. So in his eyes, the fallen man and poor man are exactly the same. You know why? He gave detailed reason for this. Because all kind of meritorious acts flow from possession of great wealth. The wealth, from the wealth springs all righteous act, all pleasure, heavenly kingdom itself. Without wealth, a man cannot find very means of sustaining his life. The acts of a person who possesses of little intelligence suffers himself to be divested of wealth. So when you see the fallen man, they are not interested in any worship of God. The poor man, even if they want to, they don't have a means to do so. So there are huge projects going on. So fallen man, they are not interested at all, that kind of project to help whatever building of temple or whatever, you know, let's say ISKCON project, building a temple, building some ashram or prescription. The poor man, even if they want to help, they can't help at all because they themselves, they can't sustain themselves. They are struggling their own life to maintain their own life. So poor man can't help anything, and poor man, they can't help anything. Like this, he's saying, poor man and poor man, exactly the same. So he glorifies all the wealth. So don't give up this wealth. And with this wealth, you should perform yagya. So that in this way, he tried to convince Yudhisthira Maharaj not to go to forest and stay. Now, Bhimasena says something more interesting. So, before going to Bhimasena, Arjuna said, Yudhisthira Maharaj, you are full. Foolish people alone restraining wrath and joy and take refuge in the woods, in the forest. And the Bhimasena said that he has a very interesting logic. So before we went into the battle, we are in forest anyway. So if you feel in this way, why did you ask us to fight in the first place? This destruction of Dhritarashtras was perfectly uncalled for. He's saying that if we knew that this way was your intention, then you would then have never taken up arms and slain a single creature. Is what Bhimasena said. Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Jai Sri Radha Gokulanda ki, Jai Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki, Jai Sri Sri Godhrani ki, Jai Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai. And then Bhimasena gave the logic of his statement. So a man is thirsty and dig a well. So in order to dig a well, you have to work very hard and very deep. And then now just the water about to come, then you give up. And a man wants the honey. So you go to tall tree to take a beehive down. And then he just about to touch beehive, he falls from the tree, he dies. And then a man who is a hunger, somehow or other he trying to get food from here and there, he cook nicely, and then just about to eat meal, he give up that meal. And then another example, he give very interesting. A boy likes a girl, and then in order to get the girl's attention, somehow he does so many activities, bring the flowers, write the love letters, nowadays love email or whatever you may call. But this girl is a bit, is not easily convinced of this boy. So this boy tried really hard to have a date with her. So finally, after long endeavor, a girl sent the email that, okay, now, tomorrow I'll meet you. And the night before, this boy changed his mind. Okay, I don't want to meet her. Like this. You are like this boy. You work so hard to meet this girl, and then the girl finally agreed to meet you, and then finally refuses it. So, in this way, Bhimasena saying that your idea of going to the forest is not a good idea. And then Nakula says, something also interesting. True Grihastha is thinking his duty, and then he performs his duty, and then give up the fruit of his duty is a true renounced life. Don't get it wrong, renounced life is going to the forest. Renounced life means you do your duty, you don't claim for that duty. That is a true renunciation. He said, a person becomes a true renouncer by casting off every internal and external attachment, and not simply by abandoning home for dwelling in the forest. So he gave a new definition of renunciation. And then Sahadeva saying that by casting off all external attachment, even mental attachment, attainment of success is not doubtful, it's doubtful. He's saying here, I never heard this before, it may be interesting for you too. The word mama, so you know the Sanskrit word mama means mind. Mama, consisting of these two letters, is death itself. Mama means death. While the opposite word, namama, not mine, consisting of these three letters is eternal Brahma, the absolute truth. So in the Yagya, you say, svaha idam namama, namama. This is namama, not mine. So we do each oblation, we do that. Idam namama, idam namama. So actually this idam namama is representing the absolute truth. Anything you think the mind, mama, it represents that itself. So what Sahadev wants to say is that everything that proceeds from selfishness is productive of that. And while everything proceeding from the opposite frame of mind leads to Brahma or immortality. Now, finally, Draupadi. What Draupadi says is most interesting. You know, we have a certain conception that Vedic time, all the wife and woman, they are very humble and docile. They're listening to the husband and then this. And we have kind of this conception. But when I read this one, it broke this my frame of mind. How they are outspoken. They say what they want to say. You know what Draupadi says to Yudhishthira Maharaj? I remember you told me you're going to make me happy. Do you remember that? So Draupadi is saying. And then he says something further. He says, I think you are mad. So if you are mad, and then you go to the forest, and then all your brothers, eventually, they'll become mad, and then they'll go to the brother, they'll go follow you also. She said outright, you are mad. So she says that, I think instead of going to forest, you have to go to mental hospital. So what they need to do in the mental hospital? She recommended, first of all, aromatherapy. You get some incense, you smell something nice. And then, he said, you need a drug also, some medicine also. If those aromatherapy drug doesn't work, even you should give a heavy dose of drugs. That's what Draupadi says. So, in this way, there are so many discussion going on regarding Yudhishthira Maharaj about his depression and how to get out of it. Ultimately, nothing worked. Nothing worked. So there, now final solution was approaching to Bhishmadev. Then it says that Srutva dharman asheshena bhavana anicca salvasha yutisira santanavam punareva vyabhasata. The Srutva dharman, all hearing all this dharma, asheshena, nothing left behind. All of them he heard. And then, bhavani cha salvasha, all good word. But Yudhishthira Maharaj wasn't satisfied at all. Yudhishthira Santanabham, son of, he went to son of Shantanu. And then he asks. So now, as you know, here, Vishnu Sahasranam starts. Kimekam devatam loke kimba pekam parayanam stubantam stubanta kamkam archanta pramnu yul atmava shubam. So he asking, kim ekam devatam loke. So who is the true God in this material world? And kimba api ekam parayanam. Ultimately, who you have to meditate upon. So there is saying, for normal people, shishinodhara parayanam. That they're constantly thinking, they're constantly absorbed in shishina udara. Either opposite sex or udara, belly. So I have to fill my belly. So what kind of job I should get? What should I do? Or, you know, to get a change the ashram, who should I marry? This is shishinodhara parayana. But muni moksha parayana. So muni is to think about, constantly observing the, how to get out of it. Moksha parayana. But there is saying devotees, narayana parayana. So devotees, narayana parayana. So here asking, kimhekam parayanam. And also, stubanta kam. So who do you need to praise? And then kamarchanta, who do you need to worship? So that manavaha, the people, they go to, they get shubham, ultimate good. Kodalma salma dalma, kodalma salva dalma nam bhavata paramo mataha, kim japam bhuchante jantur janma samsara bandhanat. So then, ko dharma salva dharma nam, are all the dharma, what is real dharma? Bhavata paramomata according to your opinion. And kim japam mucchante jantul jamma samsara bandana. So what we ultimately kim japam, what we need to chant. So in this way he asking to Vishwamadeva. So now Vishwamadeva just about to speak. And then here comes Draupadi, outspoken lady. She laughs. So she's saying that, I'm very surprised. Just Vishwamadeva about to speak and she laughs. And she's saying that, look, when I was disrobed in the gambling match, you didn't say anything? Where was the Dharma then? Now you're saying about Dharma, what kind of Dharma are you going to speak? What makes you think you can speak now to the Yudhishthira Maharaj? When I was in such a distress, this is an adharmic situation, you didn't say a single word. Now you're going to say something? This is nonsense. This is what Draupadi says. Then, as you know, Bhishmadev said, yes, at that time I couldn't say anything. You know why? Because my blood was polluted by eating the food of Duryodhana. I spoke this yesterday kitchen meeting about this food. I repeat again. So because my blood is polluted, so how can I say anything? But now, because of Arjuna's sharp arrow, all my blood is purified. That's why I can say something. So this is the power of food. So according to Upanishad, we are nothing but food rearrangement. So in Chandogya Upanishad it says, annam ashtam trevida vidiyate. Annam, the food, we eat, whatever you eat, It goes into three different directions. Stavishta Dhatu, the gross element, becomes Purisham Bhavati, becomes stool. Yo Madhyam Tam Mamsam, the subtle element, becomes Mamsam, it becomes flesh. Yo Nishta Tan Manaha, the essence of food, whatever you take, it turns into the mind. Apa Pita Treda Vidiyate, whatever drinks you take, apa tasamya stavishto dhatu tan mutram bhavati. So the gross form of that water or drink becomes mutram. Mutram means urine. Yeah, mutram bhavati. And yo madhyamsa tal loitam, the subtle element becomes blood. So if you have any problem with your blood, so change your drink. Trying to drink pure water. And then the essence of that drink or water, yonistasa purana, becomes purana, air. So somehow you are gasping for the breath. Give them water. Tejas tem treda vidiyate. Tejas means fire. So every food contains a certain amount of temperature. And so in general, they cook in ghee or oil. According to quality of the heat and the oil and ghee, tasya ya stavishto dhatu, the gross element becomes asti bhavati. Asti means bone. Yeah, it becomes bone. And yo madhyamasa matcha. Matcha means bone marrow. Subtle element becomes bone marrow. And yo nishta sa vak, this interesting part. The essence of the food, the heat in the food, becomes vak, means speech. So if you eat frozen food all the time, then you'll be cold-hearted and you'll speak harsh word. So someone speaks very heavily harsh word, offer them a hot puri or hot jalebi or whatever. Rather than changing, trying to philosophically argue with them, just offer the hot prasadam. That will be the solution. Yes? So, you know, there is no wonder why these people are, you know, they're just single friction. They becomes a big fight goes on. Because they, whatever you see from the, either from the, whatever food you take, either from the fridge or freezer. You name it. It's from the ultimate, from fridge and freezer. So in our kitchen, we try to avoid that. So we take a fruit out the day before. So today, prasadam, whatever fruit you take, actually, we took out yesterday, last night. So that becomes room temperature. Not straight out of from fridge. Don't take anything cold, please. Yogurt, not yogurt. Maybe you'll try one day. So, no ice cream, please. Don't take ice cream. According to Upanishad. So in this way, food has such an impact. Our time is nearly up, but. Let me go through one more thing before I conclude. Actually, today's topic is about the Vimarsanam. How to then, absorption in Krishna is the key to removing this simple reaction. So I wanted to go through this very detail, but time is already 8:30. But food is more relevant to you, so I'll speak about food a bit more. So food has four doshas. Yeah? Jati dosha, nimitta dosha, and aishwarya dosha, and sambandha dosha. Jati dosha, whatever food you take, first of all, ingredient has to be pure. So we try to avoid onion, garlic, and liquor, whatever. So ingredient has to be pure, proper. And then nimitta dosha. So the nimitta, the utensils, or fire, or you to cook with it, has to be pure also. And the surroundings, the kitchen has to be clean, whatever. And then, interesting comes sambandha dosha. The food you take, you need to have a relationship with the person who offers. So mother cooks for love and devotion, but if you go to Pizza Hut, have you ever seen the person who cooks making dough? Their face is really, if you see their face, you will not eat that food. Sambandha dosha is very, very important. But sometimes I go to different program, some rich man's house, they have a TV in their kitchen also. This is not a good thing, to keep TV in the kitchen. Why? While you're cooking, you'll see the cereal or drama, whatever. So whatever goes on the drama, it goes into the food also. This is sambandha dosha. And the last thing is the aishwarya dosha. Actually, you take a food, you're taking the person's karma. That's why Bhishma Dev said, I can't say anything because I ate food of Duryodhana. So anything you take from others, actually you're taking their karma. People, if you are ignorant, easy to steal. So you think that stealing gives you benefit. Yes, temporary benefit, whatever you steal, but there must be some use for it, and you take it. But at the same time, you take that person's karma also. Gita says clearly, yepachanti punjante tetvakam papa. You eat only sin if you eat anything for your bodily nourishment. But shistasina santa muchante salva kilbishai. If you eat remnants of food, then you relieve from the old sins. It's like that. So in this way, Draupadi pointed out that Bhishma Deva is not qualified to speak, but Bhishma Deva counteract this argument. And then Bhishma Deva goes further that how he can get rid of his simple reaction. The conclusion is that he spoke Vishnu Sahasranam. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam says something differently. Bhishma Deva says, Sarvam kala kritam manye. Everything is done by inevitable time. What is the time? Krishna. So that I know you've done good, you've done so many things trying to be correct, but at the end it happens. It's unavoidable. So that ultimately you have to meditate on Krishna. So the Vishnu Sahasranam started with the Om Bhishmam Vishnu Pasakaro Bhutta Bhavya Bhava Prabhu Bhutta Krit Bhutta Vripava Bhutta Atma Bhutta Bhavanaha Bhutta Nam Paramatma Cha Mukta Nam Paramagatihi Avyaya Purusha Shakshi Shetra Gyokshara Eva Cha Bhutta Bhavya Bhava Prabhu. Krishna is past, Krishna is present, Krishna is future. Krishna is the creator of Bhu, Krishna is the creator of all the time also. In this way, Vishnu Sahasranam, thousand names, it starts and it describes details of Krishna's quality, attributes, lila, all philosophical point, like that. So after that, Yudhisthira Maharaj got pacified and he moves on. Thank you very much. I went over a little bit, so I will not have time to take questions for your for breakfast. So if you have any doubt or correction, or most importantly, I missed the chance of my correction, so that